Apúrate a Mattress Firm. Ahorra hasta $500 cuando compras una cama king a precio queen o una queen a precio twin. Además, obtén una base ajustable gratis con una compra elegible de Sealy, un valor de hasta $499. O consigue hasta un 60% menos en las mejores marcas, como Sealy Queen desde $279.99 o Sleepies desde $169.99. Disponible entrega rápida solo en Mattress Firm. Se aplican restricciones. Para más detalles, consulta en la tienda o en mattressfirm.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this June 10th, 2022. And tonight we have a lot, I mean a lot to talk about. So we're going to start. We have our producer on the board with the dials with a smile, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody, and have a good weekend.
All righty. And then here, live in the studio, I have Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
And Jonathan Broadbent.
Hi, everyone.
And way out yonder in PA, I have none other than John Holman.
Good evening, everyone, and Lord's blessings to all.
And way out yonder in Texas, wearing his 10-gallon hat, none other than Big John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners.
All righty. We have a lot of to get through tonight, so we're going to have some lightning rounds. But we're going to start with, and I'm going to start with this passage of Scripture. You know, you've often heard about deathbed testimonies that the last thing that someone tells you when they leave you with this, and often when people are dying, they'll leave you with a charge, something for you to do, as their last words. So there's significant importance in it. Well, the Lord Jesus, before he ascended back into heaven to be with his Father, the last words he said to the apostles were this: "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, here, John, that's called the Great Commission, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Pastor.
And so, tell me, how does that work? Tell us what you've been doing in Pakistan.
Well, Pastor Ernie, for the last several years, I've had a ministry in Pakistan that's been very, very fruitful. And in the last, about a year, we've focused on the Hindus in Pakistan. The exact number of them is not known, but somewhere between 6 and 10 million the Hindus there. And they are very receptive. It's amazing to see how they are truly coming out of Hinduism and confessing Christ in mass numbers. So since January, in one particular area, I've been preaching and I've led numbers of Hindus to the Lord, kind of in mass numbers. And I've been preaching to them. Part of my ministry to them is, as disciples of Jesus Christ, you need to be baptized. Now, to us in America, Pastor Ernie, that you could be baptized 10 times and no one really cares. But in a country like Pakistan, when you're water baptized, that's a big deal. I mean, you're telling the world that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ out front. And sometimes that people pay a price for that. So we set up the baptism for yesterday, and lo and behold, 1,500 came, Pastor Ernie. 1,500.
Wow.
Former Muslims came, and the Muslims would not allow us to baptize in a river or a canal, but we did find someone that they had an old irrigation ditch that was kind of muddy and full of dirt, and they said, well, if you get the water running and all, you can use it. So we did get it running, and some people came and dug out the big part of the ditch, and all during the night the water ran, and we got up in the morning and there it was full. So we held a baptism, and 600, there were 1,500 going to be baptized, but the Muslims did come and stopped it. So we got about 600, and the pastor that I work with called me in the morning. I don't even know what day it is. I got so much going on. He called me at 3 in the morning and said, they want you to pray over them. They want you to pray over them. So here I am laying in bed praying over the 1,500 former Hindus that wanted to be baptized. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I've got great video of it that I'm going to be putting on my website, my blog there, John McTernan's Insights. And then today we had the second event, and that was just a good old gospel preaching. So we didn't know how many were coming, and 5,000 Hindus came. And the word is spreading, Pastor Ernie, about, because God's doing many things. He's healing their hearts. He's setting their minds free. These people are oppressed of the devil, and they're being set free, and the word is spreading. So we had about 5,000, and in the middle of the service, the Holy Spirit fell like an old-time revival here in the United States. And they don't know really anything about the Lord. These are Hindus. And they started dancing and singing and shouting and crying. And it was amazing to see. It was amazing to see. And all of them, as far as I know, almost all of them came to Christ. But again, the Muslims came and they made us close up, but not before we had a tremendous move of the Lord in Pakistan amongst the Hindus, Pastor. And it's amazing. I got video of all this. It's amazing to see.
Well, you know, John, we've often heard how the blood of the martyrs are the seeds of the church, and we know that the more they persecute them in China, the more the church is persecuted, the more believers they have. And the same thing we know with the, and I mean, there's severe persecution in North Korea too. And so all of these things here are signs, again, they're signs of the last days where the Lord is about to return. But even with all of the new people, you know, getting saved, the new converts, still, that's going to be, it's a minority. The Lord Jesus said, many, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And so right now, as we're out there, you know, you're talking about we started out by baptizing. I got here, the Satanists have thrown in with LGBTQ, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, and they're having their park where they go out into the parks and they have their parades, and they're teaching their how to unbaptize. They're trying to get people that were baptized to get unbaptized, you know, especially, you know, this is satanic rituals that they have. It's unbelievable here. I've got an article here Were you talking about New Benjamin Fulford? Satan has returned to the original creation and received absolution. There you go. You've got this mindset out there. Recently, a member of the Earth Liberation Alliance delivered a handwritten note to Senior Jesuit that read, Satan has returned to the original creation, received absolution. Thank you for keeping the candle burning all of these years. And so these people really, really believe that Satan is going to have victory, that he's going to defeat the Lord God. Now, it's an interesting thing, because many of those very same ones that will tell you that they don't believe in God, but they believe in Satan. Now, if they don't believe that there's a God, who made Satan, right?
Right.
That's interesting. So, but anyhow.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to add one more thing to what I've been sharing. I call this, my ministry, the Luke 4:18 ministry, because that's what I've been preaching in Pakistan, India, Kenya, all of the East African countries, Nigeria, and it's the ministry of Jesus Christ. I follow it exactly as it's laid out in Luke 4:18. So this is what I want to share, Pastor. Luke 4:18 is in two sections. The first section says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, the gospel is the good news. So what I do is, when I'm preaching, I go over here to John 3:16, and I preach a salvation message through John 3:16. Then I come back to the second part of Luke 4:18, and it says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised or crushed. And when I that there is really meaning about those that are oppressed of the devil, oppressed of Satan. Now, here's what I'm driving at. The only translation, well, the New King James, but all the modern translations leave out, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. This message from Luke 4:18 could not be preached, Pastor Ernie, only out of the King James. And the people are responding in huge numbers. It's amazing to see it. Their hearts are broken, like many of American hearts are broken. And this, who would take out, Pastor Ernie, out of the ministry of Jesus Christ, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted? Who would take that out of the Bible? Certainly not the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit didn't take it out, who took it out, Pastor Ernie? I'm testing you now, theologically. So, of course,
it was the Democrats.
But anyways, there it is.
They'll tell you.
The power of Luke 4:18, within it, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Amen. Praise the good Lord. Well, you know, again, the most important thing, again, we've often said this, with everything happening, everything coming down right now, I mean, things are happening, and people, a lot of people are frightened. They're very frightened, and they're thinking about, well, I got to stock up. I got to have food. I got to have water. But none of that even comes close to measuring up against the reality is the most important thing to them. What they need to check is their salvation. They really need to make sure their salvation. Now, or they've got their priorities all wrong. Jesus said, what is the profit of man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, right? And yet the mindset, you see, people are out there, they're seeing things. The vast majority of people out there are la-la landers. I was talking to a fellow today, and he's a tow truck operator. And he was saying, you know, he says, people out here don't know what's happening, do they? He said they're oblivious to what's going on. And the vast majority of people out there are Proverbs 1. They're simple-minded. They know that they're paying high gas prices, and but they don't really understand exactly what's happening out there. And what's really behind this is the Antichrist movement. This is exactly what the Bible said we would see. We're seeing exactly what Scripture said it would be like. And so these things are happening. But again, I probably preached more on that message, making your salvation sure, making your salvation sure. Because, you know, John, you know, especially the younger people, they have these plans, and I've had a couple of them tell me that, well, you know, when they get older, they're going to get saved, repent, and get saved. But for right now, they want to party hardy, you know. And a lot of them are going to get older, aren't they? But by this time tomorrow, John, by this time tomorrow, millions of people in this world will have died. Do you know that? Millions of people would have died. And you know what? How many of them do you think have any intentions of those millions that are going to die of dying? They don't.
Right.
Okay? It's not their call. And so the vast majority of them, they're going to be clueless. And so you got to be prepared. You got to be ready. And now is the time to do it. This is why we put emphasis on this radio program. The salvation message is the most important part of this radio program. And so with that, we're going to we're going to switch over and start going after some of the things some of the headlines that's happening tonight. We have with us here Jonathan Broadbent, and Jonathan, explain to the folks what you do.
Well, among other things, I am a chair and one of the territory leads for Protect Ohio Children. We're the folks that go out there throughout the state of Ohio and fight back against this woke garbage in K-12 education.
And so tonight, you've been up to something. Tell the folks what you found out and what you've been doing here locally.
Oh, my. So we are fighting many fronts with K-12 education, both locally and statewide, and we've tied in with national organizations. We are going to talk this evening about what we call the Academic Accountability Project. That has been a work of love and passion to try and bring education back to America's schools. And I really think that we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the hour, right?
Well,
diving into this?
No, you're up now. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
You can get into it. And,
nice. So I thought I was teasing. Good. I can get into the meat of this thing.
It gets
pretty darned exciting.
Get after it.
So we've been out there, a group of us who really care, passionate people, the folks that I call education aware. We've been going around to school districts and confronting school boards, and it's muddy. It's instantly muddy. I've learned that trying to organize parents and talk about what's good and what's there in the school district and what's bad and why they shouldn't like critical race theory and geography and comprehensive sexuality education, there's so much garbage. It's just flooding our schools. And if you're paying attention to the numbers, you know there's $150 billion that's flooded the nation to try and fund this stuff and incentivize schools to bring it in. So we've got critical race theory and comprehensive sexuality education and social emotional learning and all that stuff. It's a really difficult conversation to bring people up to speed and wake them up. But we've discovered something at Protect Ohio Children. I started saying about a year ago, hey, schools, you have one job, the pursuit of academic and educational excellence. If you get great at that, then maybe pitch your community on the extra stuff. Then maybe talk about social emotional learning and everything and see if your community likes it. But until then, hush up and focus on your job. And then I've been broadcasting this for a year, and I always make sure anytime I write it to say, hey, schools, here's a hint. When you do pitch your community, whatever your ideas are should not include playing doctor with children. I'm intentionally taking a little jab at them for all this gross sexuality taking place in schools. But here's what we've discovered. There's such an easier answer. If you're tired of battling all of this CRT and SEL and all that and trying to get other parents awake, here's the thing. Go after academics. We found in Ohio a gold mine at the state website, the Ohio Department of Education. It's pretty well hidden. and you got to dig around and root for it, but we can extract the real data, the raw data of educational performance, of academic achievement in these schools by race. So we can get white, Hispanic, black, Asian. We can get curriculum. We can get the mathematics. You name it. We can drill down. And then what we're doing, Pastor, is pulling out these beautiful, brilliant spreadsheets, these graphs. And these graphs are pretty darn telling. You see these graphs and you put them in front of those parents who have kids in those public schools, they drop off like a roller coaster across the board. Every school district we've looked at so far, we plan on filling the countryside with these maps. And suddenly, what I anticipate and what we're seeing is all of those parents who are thinking, well, you know, maybe there's some people out there, kids that have been, you know, they've been cast aside because of their sexual preference, and, you know, maybe they get, their brain gets bogged down and mystified by that. You put this chart in front of them showing that their children, their peers, that school that they're sending their children to is dropping like a stone. They wake up, and it's pretty darned amazing. So we've gotten started. We've got a lawyer involved and a big team of people, and I started personally with a local school district called Solon Schools. Solon, if you don't know the area, is an affluent community southeast of Cleveland, Ohio. We've also got Hilliard Schools, which is due south of Columbus, Ohio, and we are broadcasting the heck out of those things. We're pumping them out. We're getting them into social media. Parents' reactions, Pastor, it's astounding. It's like what we've hoped for a year, when we've told parents, you shouldn't mask your kids, it's unhealthy, or the poison pokes, it's bad for your children and they don't need it, and critical race theory, it's bad and you shouldn't have it in the schools. What we've hoped for is for them, the light to go on, for their eyes to light up and say, oh my gosh, I don't want that then for my children. And we haven't been getting it until now. Now we have these charts, and we can put in front of them, and we can put this chart showing the proficiency dropping like a stone, and we can simply attach, I personally attach the expression because I love it, education is the key that opens all doors. And parents know that. Any real parents out there that care about their children, they know and they want a good education. So we put that chart in front of them, and it's got the school district name, and it's got the grades broken out, and it's got the race, and it shows any argument. There's no argument left. It deflates all of them instantly. And it shows, you know, that achievement gap we've talked about for years between white and Asian and black and everything? It's not getting any better. It's probably getting worse. So we started today. It launched. I'm already getting some feedback. I expect, I think that local school district, Solon, is probably scrambling right now. The superintendent and principals and the school board, I imagine they're probably rushing around like chickens with their heads cut off, figuring out what to do next, because the secret is out. The district is tanking. So that's what we're up to at Protect Ohio Children. We call it the Academic Accountability Project. Anybody that's interested in finding out what that looks like, or the charts, or getting more information on how to extract those, I can speak specifically. We actually have released a video. It's a tutorial on how to extract and create these graphs for yourself at Protect Ohio Children North. We're on Telegram, Facebook, and soon to be a bunch of others, MeWe and Truth Social, etc. So that's what we're up to. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about that.
Well, I mean, the kids are learning things in the schools. They learn about metal detectors. They do learn about how to put on condoms. They're learning, well, in fact, in New York's public school system now, they want to make it mandatory that the children from kindergarten through 12th grade, where they have to attend drag queen events, where the drag queen, it's called drag queen storytelling. You have an article on that, don't you?
I do. So there's an article. Our headline here is California State Senator wants to mandate Drag Queen 101 in K-12 curriculum. Same Democrat who proposed bill to relax sex offender punishment for sex crimes with minors. That's San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener.
Yeah. No, but see, I mean, that's the entire Democratic Communist Party. The mindset, you know, it's unbelievable how many of these people, the ones that are pushing this filth in the public school system, yet they've all pulled their children out. They don't send them there. In fact, you know, it's an interesting thing. The one profession more than any other profession that sends their children to Christian schools or homeschools are public school teachers. Public school teachers are the ones more than any other profession, by far, that send their children to private schools because they know what they're doing to the children in the public school system. See, like, if you go to a Christian school, those children in there, if you ask them what a woman is, they'll know. They'll say right there, you see, that's a woman there. Now, the kids in the public schools, they're taught that nobody knows what a woman is. Not for sure, right? Okay. And so, I mean, this is an insanity mindset, isn't it, out there?
It is.
That's a good thing what you're doing. You got to keep us up on. We got to keep telling the people if it spreads. We are at war, and we have to fight back with everything we've got, don't we?
Absolutely.
You know, we have. Yeah, go ahead. You just got to jump in.
I was going to say, what you might consider in the future is toss in the expenditure, how much we're spending per pupil, like in Solon. So when they see that, and then what bang for the buck they're getting, that'll really light the boards up.
I'm glad you said that. We're doing that as well. I actually haven't gotten my start in that, but I've seen, like, Hilliard, that's other example.
Yeah.
Somebody else ran. There was actually our lawyer that ran that one, and he did the full shebang, including the financials. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I think this is a really good project.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play a little clip on which has been banned, but I remember we had this, and this was Obama speaking some years ago, and this is a very short clip, and then you've got an article on Obama.
Yes.
But I just wanted this in the news. It just came out when I saw the article, and then I thought about that clip. So go ahead, Mighty, or Craig, and play that clip, the Obama clip.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. And for the...
Thinking about that all-powerful sovereign, what it is referring to is the World Health, the World Economic Forum, and the New World Order.
Yeah.
Now, this is what the Obama nation is talking about now. But you see, they kept that. You know, that was not to be heard by the people out here. That was to be heard by those who he was talking to. That was the so-called elite. You have an article there.
The headline reads, Obama in Copenhagen, we have to take steps to detoxify our discourse, particularly the scourge of disinformation, conspiracy theories, and hate online. So I think what he's trying to say is, we better shut up or it's the gulags for us.
Well, this is the message they're trying to get out there. We can do... This is the message with this trial, was it Hussman or Sussman? You know, in other words, it was blatant. And John, you guys can comment on that. It was blatant in your face. Look what we're doing. This is a circus. Look how corrupt it is. The judge, the jury that we had on there, this was rigged. See what we did? We rigged it. We can do this in your face, and there's nothing you can do to stop us, okay? We've got dirty cops out there. If like the parents who go before the school board and say, look, we're tired of what you're doing to our children. Well, Merrick Garland, probably one of the most dirty cops. And folks, I'm not trying to be mean or nasty. This man is as corrupt gets. He is corrupt as you can possibly get, where he sends the FBI out to harass parents who care enough about their children to go before these school boards and say, no, enough is enough, you know. And so that's the idea that they're trying to push. And the idea is to threaten and intimidate. Are you guys intimidated?
Me? No.
You intimidator?
Not at all.
John and John? John and John, are you...
I've had personal experiences with interacting with school boards over what I'll call their indoctrination programs over decades. And I think that's one thing that Christians have failed to do. They haven't confronted these indoctrination programs. And I would encourage people to get involved and encourage people to run for school board, encourage people to read the textbooks, Pastor Ernie. That's one thing that they don't do. And that's how really I gained a lot of information about what was being taught to my children and how I confronted it.
Well, in Florida, DeSantis, the governor, we need governors like him all over the country. We really do. He is pushing back, and he's made it very clear to the publishers of the curriculum, you pull that pornography out. The lies that they have, what they've said about the our founding fathers, how they've criminalized our founding fathers, and that you pull it out, or you're not going to. And they're doing that in order to have those, and that's what we have to do too. And I would encourage the people whose children are in public school, one, to get them out of there. If they're in there, get them out. But if you don't, look at their school books. Look at what's in there. Go in there and make sure that you want to see the curriculum, because they are indoctrination centers. Look, you have just a skyrocketing rate of young children, little children, committing suicide.
Yep.
Because they're going in there, and you have these sick, sick, sick teachers telling them, well, you may not really be a boy. You may be a girl in a boy's body, confusing these children. And this is absolute. This is evil. It is evil to the core. And so we're going to play a little clip here with Steve Scalise talking about this totally illegitimate. I'm going to tell you, and I said it before, in order to find bigger liars, if there's impossible, than those liars on that committee, those people that are on that panel, you talk about corruption, you'd have to go to the gates of hell and open them up and search to find them. That is the most illegitimate so-called hearing, and we'll talk about that. By the way, here's one thing, too, that people didn't realize. If you remember what was taking place when all of this happened, that was Jim Jordan and some other congressmen were actually having a hearing on that day, January 6th. They were having a hearing on the election fraud. They were having a hearing prior. They stopped it. Nancy Pelosi put a stop to it because they were bringing out evidence. And this is why you have this stuff where they're saying how Trump put the order out to go hang Mike Pence. That's a lie from the pit of hell. In fact, I've got that. Here you go. This is what Trump has to say. Trump confirms Liz Cheney lied, she lied, she lied, she lied during testimony. I never said or even thought of saying hang Mike Pence. On Thursday night, Liz Cheney lied to the American public over and over, telling her national audience during congressional testimony that Donald Trump expressed approval to death threats against Vice President Mike Pence. Cheney told her American audience, you will hear the president yelling, and quote, really angry at advisors who told him he needed to do something more. And aware of these rioters' chants to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, maybe our supporters have it right, have the right idea. This was the ridiculous, and it was heresy. For one thing, no one heard about the hang Mike Pence chants because there were only a few people saying this, And second, she is declaring something based ridiculous on hearsay. This is absolute hearsay. So President Trump this morning came out on True Social and confirmed, well, we've known about Liz Cheney for a long, long time. She's a traitor, and she's been a liar. She's a traitor, and she's a liar. And so, Craig, play that clip with Steve Scalise. Okay. It's loading. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, back to the school board meetings, one positive sign is that young parents are actually going to these meetings. We haven't seen that in decades, and they're actually raising Cane, and they're actually doing it at some cost because that puts a bullseye on their kids, but they're actually worth fighting for, so that's a really positive sign.
It's definitely a positive sign, and unfortunately, that bullseye is a real issue, and that some really nasty stuff I've been made aware of is happening within school districts. The kids are being singled out and harassed. I know of some school districts that released personal medical information about children to damage families. Families have moved because of all kinds of threats. One last piece on that. Unfortunately, when we do manage to get conservative board members onto school boards, it's even worse. The harassment is unbelievable
for the board members.
For board members and their families, if they are unfortunate enough to have kids in the district.
Well, we've got to take it back. And like I said, I've been telling people for 50 years, if you love your kids, get them out of the public school, because we were showing you way back then how it was. Look, from 1962, when God was expelled to that public school, up until then, you saw the academic excellence of the school. Academically, America was number one in the world. Number one in the world, okay? And from that point on, it started going downhill directly from the very day when God was expelled, the door was left open, and the other guy came in, you know? The God of the Democrats, he came in. And you've seen what's happened since then.
So. I actually posted on the website there was a study from 1960 to 1990, leading cultural indicators, and they document the same thing. As soon as we started getting God out of school, the SAT scores started going down, divorce rates going up, crime went up, drug use went up, the whole caboodle. So this has been a problem for half a century now.
You know what else went up is cost per pupil.
Yes, but we rank usually in the top three internationally, yet now we're ranked somewhere between 15th and 30th in the core subjects.
Correct.
It's unbelievable. That's why if we can get the parents to see this, they're going to realize, number one, we're not getting any bang for the buck, and number two, our kids are just becoming dumber and dumber.
Right. Well, it's dumber and dumber, and also I'm really starting to dig deeper into some of the issues that are presenting themselves. You see and hear a lot about families whose kids get to a certain age, roughly around middle school, and they become not just rebellious, but against their parents.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That culminates out of the education and what's happening in the schools. So the schools at that point, so far, now they're moving to kindergarten, but the last umpteen years, the schools have started probably around 7th or 8th grade at talking about your parents are wrong, your parents are bad, previous generations, or they've got it all wrong.
Well, that whole woke thing where children were coming home and telling their parents that they should be ashamed for being white. Yeah. Now listen, let's go to Steve Scalise. Go ahead and play Steve.
Pelosi, who paid this Hollywood producer? Because it's against the law to use taxpayer funds to produce a documentary trying to promote their political agenda or go after their political opponents. And we haven't really heard an answer. You know, who paid this guy? We know who he is. He not only produced this video, he also supposedly covered up for Jeffrey Epstein, you know, so he's got his own track record. But how did he get paid? Because he's not allowed to get taxpayer money to get paid. And if he did it for free, that's an in-kind contribution, which is also illegal. So I think the question of who did pay him and how much did he get paid and how did that transaction even occur is an interesting question because there may be violations of law. Pelosi, who paid this Hollywood?
All righty. John and John, listen, you guys haven't said much. I'm going to do some read a bit of this article here, and it's the GOP draws line in the sand, refuses order for illegitimate January 6th, and then you guys do some commentary on this. GOP Rep. Andy Biggs of Arizona made a compelling case why he will not be complying with what he called the illegitimate January 6th committee subpoena to testify. And he said it centers on how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed the rigged panel investigating last year's Capitol incursion without allowing Republicans to choose a single member to serve on it. Okay, this is what communists, this is how communists work. Okay, it's like we're going to do what we want, and you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. And by the way, we're not going to give you the means to do that, right? So it goes on to say, in an unprecedented step, she denied House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy selections for the committee. She appointed the anti-Trump and anti-Republican duel of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. These two are not Republicans. These are traitorous rhinos. They are traitorous rhinos, these two. Ensuring only members who supported her desired political outcome would serve on the committee. The committee has been issuing subpoenas to the public, and now members of Congress, without any authority, the lawmaker continued. The committee is required to submit subpoena requests to the ranking member of the committee before subpoenas can be issued. But there is no true ranking member. Pelosi removed the ranking member McCarthy, selected to represent the Republican conference, said Biggs. Okay, I'm gonna stop it right there. If you notice, what's been happening is they've not allowed testimony. Any testimony that came in that was contrary to what Nancy wanted to hear was not allowed. This is, you talk about a totally illegitimate court. And that panel is as corrupt. I wish there was a way I could have got in there, and let me tell you, and lock the doors where those panels couldn't have got out. You know, God's word, okay, is sharper than a two-edged sword. If I could have got on there, I would have preached them heaven, hell, heaven sweet, and hell hot. And believe me, you know, I did that once before I had an opportunity, and not to those people, but similar. And here, that's what they need. They need that. And their hair would have caught on fire, because God's word don't return void, right? And so what do you think about that, John and John?
Well, I'll be succinct. From what I listened to a portion of the so-called hearing, my opinion is it was a well-orchestrated presentation of lies in order to turn President Trump into a criminal. Simply put.
Well, then we're going to ask you two fellows, why are they so afraid of President Trump? They're scared to death of Trump. So tell us why that is.
Well, Pastor Ernie, he doesn't back down. He tells the truth. He's exposed all sorts of things, that he is America first, putting the Americans first, and he has the, I guess you would say, the power and the to gel probably up to 100 million Americans on his side against them. So he is probably even more now, because they're on the mission to destroy America, Pastor Ernie, which we said would happen. We said on this show that Biden's mission was, well, he's under the authority of Obama, but his mission would be to destroy America, which he's way down the road. So Trump would stop their agenda and reverse it. So there's a whole bunch of reasons, but I think one of the main reasons is he could gel about 100 million Americans against them now, at least that many. That's, so they're really afraid of him.
And so here, if you remember some years ago, do you remember Caspar Weinberg?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wrote that book about a scenario about if America was to go to war with North Korea. And so I had him on the radio program, and I asked him live on the air, I said, Bill and Hillary Clinton are communist to the bone. And he said, well, I don't share your opinion. I don't agree with that, right? So after the program, I said, we're off the air now. Bill and Hillary Clinton are communists to the bone. He said, of course they are, but you can't say that on the national radio. The media will crucify you. That's why they hate Trump. Trump is not afraid of the media. He stood up to them. They're not used to people standing up to them. They remember, they keep telling you, we can destroy everybody. Well, guess what? There's some of us that stands up to the very corrupt NBC, ABC, CBS, the fake news media. We watched. And by the way, did you know all of them fell in line? The fake news media fell in line. They took orders from the collective. And guess what? All of those stations, all of them, NBC, ABC, CBS, even Fox Business, okay, they all fell in line and played that lie, that absolute fraudulent, illegitimate piece that was put on last night. And guess what? Hardly anybody watched it. Hardly anybody watched it. They got very little, people didn't watch it. So they're scared to death now. But we know that, and they know what will happen. What would happen right now? This, if come November, we actually had a fair and honest election, without the voter fraud that we had in the last one. What would happen to the Democratic Party?
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's why I've been saying for quite a while, they're going to do everything they can to not have an election in November. Who knows, another COVID-19 type of plague that they're going to pour out here so they can continue the scheme that they had for the 2020 election. Massive shootings, riots, assassinations. It could be a whole, who knows, it could be a whole bunch of things. But these are ruthless people that will do anything, Pastor Ernie, to win. They are really liars to the core now. I don't think they can tell the truth, these people. I really don't. So they are going to steal, do anything so that they stay in power come November, Pastor Ernie.
That's going to be a real challenge, Pastor Ernie, given the opinion polls of Biden administration and his performance. That, to overcome an election, is going to be extremely difficult to prove that, let's say President Trump runs and he gets the same number of votes that he got before, and that Biden would garner what he got again. That just is not going to cut it, not going to make it.
It's not going to happen. The Democrats are to election and voter fraud what, as I often say, what Elvis was to rock and roll and Muhammad Ali to boxing. They are, and the Republicans, they don't know how to rig an election. The Republican part, and you know, that may be good, but the problem we have with the Republicans, the reactionary. We have some good people, but very few, very small.
They're always on the defense.
Always on the defense. And
The Republicans' response to this kangaroo hearing, it has been very weak at most. I think what I've read is their retort is that, what about inflation? Well, what about all the things that you mentioned a little while ago, how the cities were burned, how Antifa and BLM, they all got away with all these crimes. And so why aren't the Republicans, taking more aggressive stance against this instead of they fold up like a cheap suit and go into the drawer? Sad, sad to watch.
Yeah, we know. There's a few out there like Jim Jordan. There's a few, like Ted Cruz or the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. There's a few of them that do have, who will stand up. Josh Hawley would be a great example. He is a very, very bold out there that will stand and fight. But I would probably say there may be 10, at the most, 10 Republican senators that I would say have any metal, any backbone in U.S. senators. And it's the same thing with Congress. There may be a few more. You do have people in there like Marjorie Greene and that little woman that carries the gun, the one they're going after. They're really upset with her because she's armed all the time. And AOC and those hussies from hell are afraid she might shoot. I can see that. But anyhow, it's we right now, and we've been talking about this, and you know, when we were talking about what the Constitution says, and what I've been telling people is that we have, first of all, by the Bible, God's word, the Bible makes it very clear from Genesis to Revelation, probably one of the biggest messages in the entire Bible is resists the tyranny is obedience to God. And so we are, we're showing you all through there, this is where the doctrine of the lesser magistrate comes through. Like with Shifra and Pua, you know, when they were ordered to kill the male babies, they obeyed God and they overrode the king. They obeyed God instead of the king. This is what we're required to do. And you see that out there where it comes to Daniel. You see the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all through that, and especially chapter 11. Well, look at Moses. Moses decided, you know, he deserved God and not, he could have been a king, okay? But he became much more than that, one of the most known figures in all of history, and it became a friend of God. We are obligated in our, here in this Constitution, right here, the Declaration of Independence here tells you this. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So people were asking, you mean we should dismantle the government? No, not dismantle the government. The Constitution and the Congress and that what we have, it's those that are occupying, those that are in there. Those are the ones that we have to separate from. And we have to dissolve. We've got to get them out of there. We got to bring our nation back to one nation under God. And it tells you right here, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving the just powers from the consent of the governed. We have no voice. They are dictators. We have dictators in there. And again, we're required. We are required to resolve that and remove those wicked people. So we're going to be coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we have a clip we're going to play from Steve Bannon. And it has to do with that illegitimate hearings that those illegitimate people are having there in D.C. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Much more to come.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.